Welcome to the Marty Shergold Show podcast. You can listen to the Marty Shergold Show podcast anywhere, even while taking a hot shower powered by Ream, Australia's favourite hot water.
From the Triple M studios.
Wait for it.
This is the Marty Shergold Show.
Here we go.
G'day, Shigsy.
Top six.
Yeah, good stuff, Gag. Bon Mott's headlines.
Yeah.
Just something to carry through the day.
Getting up to date.
Oh, hang on. Number one, Olympic heartbreak for Aussie swimmer Cody Simpson. What's happened, Will?
No, it's not heartbreak, really.
Well, I don't know.
He made the final and then came last in his final. But I think 2024 is the goal.
Came last in his final.
But to make a final after swimming for a year, he did well.
It's phenomenal.
Yeah. He did really well.
And what was the time difference? Are you covering this off in the back
page? Yeah, I'll cover it off in the back page because that's coming up. Yeah.
Wonderful stuff. Number two, Crows win landmark Mackay verdict.
Yes, not guilty. We'll cover that off too.
Oh, my mate, the bump.
Yes, the bump.
Not guilty.
Not guilty. The footy world.
Finally, wow. Some common sense.
The footy world is very happy.
So much hooking and teasing here. Oh.
Gee willy winkers.
Don't go anywhere. It's coming up in back page.
Absolutely.
In the next 15.
Stay in the car. Number three, Victorian population grew by only 700 people in 2020.
Yeah.
Seems a bit dismal, doesn't it?
Yep.
Everyone leaving or no one being born?
Leaving.
Yeah.
I saw about 34,000 Victorians left.
Yeah. Oh, gee.
Mostly to Queensland. And Western Australia.
Okay. Well, good riddance.
See you, bye.
See ya. Don't let the gate hit you. You quitters. What a pack of turds.
I agree. Quitters.
Number four. Bizarre moment Pauline Hanson forgets her own birthday during a debate about the government's superannuation bill.
Flip-flopping.
Audio later.
Oh, this is just a show of teasing.
Yeah. I know. There wasn't else much. Around.
No.
Else
I did
much?
Notice
wasn't else
that.
Much?
There wasn't much else around.
Yeah, I did notice that. Number five, nearly 38,000 fines issued for breaching COVID restrictions, but only a quarter of them have been paid.
Is that since the start of the pandemic?
Yeah.
Ah.
Are they the $1,600 ones or is that varying amounts?
I would assume
varying
it's
amounts.
Varying amounts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Number six, Olympic athletes will be handed 160,000 condoms at the Tokyo Games, but organisers tell them they can't use them and must take them home to their own country to avoid unnecessary physical contact.
Oh, what?
Is
souvenirs.
That all about?
Yeah.
To get your Tokyo condom Gosh. Souvenirs?
Whack it in my bag. What's on the back? Well, KO Sport lives here. Stream over 50 sports live and on demand. If you're new to KO, start your 14-day free trial. Hello, Will.
Hello, Troy. Yes to KO.
Yes to KO.
Absolutely.
Yes, KO.
Hello, team.
Big back page for you today, mate. Yeah.
Headline on the Herald Sun back page. The bump lives.
Thank God.
Thank God, says a lot of the footy world.
What did the tribunal say?
Adelaide's David McKay has successfully avoided a sanction for his collision with St Kilda's Hunter Clark.
Good.
A lengthy 3-hour tribunal last night.
Yeah, so not unanimous by the sounds of that.
Well, I think those hearings typically go for a long time, particularly the ones that are line ball like this.
3 hours. I mean, what are you saying?
I know. It's just
the... They both went for the ball and unfortunately clipped him.
Yeah, lawyers going back and forth about footy.
God.
So the jury of David Neates, Melbourne superstar, Paul Williams and Richard Loveridge took over 50 minutes to find in Adelaide's favour, believing that the contact was not unreasonable. So that's
I wonder what Neates says in those meetings.
Yeah.
Does he give it a bit of the player's point of view? Like Daisy did when he was here, just saying, look, at that sort of velocity, you're going to have these kind of collisions in football.
Yeah. It's interesting. A lot of people say that these hearings should almost be televised, but apparently they're very dull, just legal proceedings. Quoting David McKay, I approached the ball on the ground like I've trained for and developed my technique over 15 years in the AFL. I approached the ball as if it was the same way, if there was no pressure around. So in his perspective,
he was just going,
hard
for the ball.
40. Yeah. And so it's good that that outcome has landed as it has, but I think there's going to be a bit of a shift in the future from that sort of those sort of collisions because...
Well, it seems as though it's shifted now because in the past you would have expected him to get some penalty.
Yeah.
Given there's been a couple of precedents of similar type of bumps. So it's good that this is the result now.
Yeah. So that is what happened there. Teams, tonight the Bulldogs have not won at the Cats home ground since 2003.
Is that a fact?
Also have a 13-2 record in the past 15 games between the two clubs. Friday night footy, 7,000 fans will be allowed down at GMHBA Stadium.
Yeah.
And it is going to be a second versus third clash, so a big game tonight.
It's massive.
Cam Guthrie returns for the Cats from his shoulder injury, and they are going to rest Sean Higgins. The Dogs go in unchanged. Big night on KO. Check that one out.
Massive.
And we should talk about the swimming. So the Australian swimming team for Tokyo has been selected.
Yeah.
And, quote, it is overflowing with gold medal winning prospects.
Yeah.
So typically in the last two Olympics, we've had a good Olympic trial and then been quite disappointing when we actually get to the games.
We put a lot of pressure on our swimmers.
Yeah, absolutely. It's the most high profile Olympic sport, of course.
We live on an island, am I right, guys?
Yes. A lot of water.
Yeah.
2016, we won 3 golds in the pool. And in 2012, we, of course, just won the 1, which was possibly our worst.
Was that Olympics. The Stillnox Olympics?
I think it was, yeah.
I think it was.
In the lead up to that.
White caviar. There was a lot of... Remember him, White Caviar, the sprinter, Magnussen?
Gave himself
his own nickname.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Dick. Some of the best prospects out of the trials include Emma McKeon, Kaylee McEwen, Ariane Titmus, Elijah Winnington.
Ariane who?
Titmus, and our mate, Zach Stubbly-Cook, which we found out might be pronounced.
Now, you've had someone contact you overnight. We've been calling him Stubbly-Cook.
You've been saying cock.
Stubbly. No, hang on. What
Stubbly Cook.
Stubbly Cook.
Stubbly Cook.
Yeah. We've been saying Stubbly Cook.
Yeah. Yeah.
But what's his actual name?
We've been told that the family actually prefers Stubletty Cook.
Stubletty Cook.
We might need to tell
like
the
Subletty.
Sublet.
Yeah. It's going to be hard to remember his name.
Yeah.
Stubletty Cook.
Cody Simpson update. He finished last in his final for the 100 metres butterfly. Still a very good effort. Matthew Temple broke the Australian record in that race in 50.45 seconds. Cody was 52.94, about 2.5 off the pace.
Mm. I don't know about 2.5 off the pace.
You don't know about Cody Simpson?
I don't know. Do you make up 2.5 seconds?
In a few
ever?
Years.
Well, I don't think you can. 2.5 is a lot in a swimming race.
Yep, over 100 metres.
Over 100 metres. Mm. I mean, you could make up a second and a half, but you're still a second away from the bloke who wins.
Yep.
Oh, well, he's done his best.
I'd throw it in.
Thanks for listening to the Marty Shergold Show podcast. Hot water need replacing? Go for one that's steady, hot and strong. Ask your plumber to install a ream.